Oh yeah, what's up everybody? This is Rob T.
And Fanboy Dave.
And you know we are the Brothers of Discussion. And we are here again for another week of a wonderful wrestling podcast. We've got a lot to talk about today. I've got a lot to talk about today, actually. I want to talk about the experience I had last weekend being in Uvalde, Texas. I was present for Super Saturday with Ringside Records and also with Atlas Wrestling Promotion for the Super Saturday show. Olympus was the Atlas Wrestling Promotion show, and Saturday Stampede, I believe, was the name of the Ringside Records show. It was two shows in one, man. It was really, really good.
Two shows in one. That's right. You went to that show.
That's
of
right.
Of course, Fanboy Dave was not going because it was not a WWE event.
Well, you missed out, man. You missed out. Like I left a winner. I left a huge winner.
You left a winner.
I left a winner, man. I did. There was a raffle going on that night, and I thought, what the heck, you know, spent a little money, bought some tickets. Next thing you know, I won.
What the fix is in?
No, it was not a fix. It was not a fix.
Your cousin is in the promotion, and you win the grand prize.
He's your cousin, too.
Oh, my cousin, too? Okay.
But our cousin did not choose the tickets. It was totally random. It was totally just stranger. I did not know the guy. Anyway, here's what I won. You ready for this?
What'd you win?
I won, first and foremost, I won three autographed pictures of Edge.
Was Edge there?
No, he wasn't there. None of these guys were there. Just right off the bat.
Okay.
So, autographed picture of Edge. Autographed picture of the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns.
Did you acknowledge him when you got that picture?
I had to, you know, because it was an autographed picture. And then John Cena. Autographed. Wow. And on top of all that, I also got a commemorative chair from Money in the Bank this year.
So, Olympus,
that was the name of the show, yes. Yes.
They were raffling off WWE merchandise?
Yeah, so basically it came from a fan. I mean, when a fan of WWE, he works with Olympus, and I believe he's a ref, actually, and he decided to donate some of his own memorabilia he collects.
Wow, so he knows WWE merchandise or memorabilia is very valuable, so you can make some cash.
Well, they all know that, man. I mean, there was a guy there from San Antonio who's got a wrestling like store at, I think it's at Rolling Oaks Mall. And he was selling
cheap pop.
Yeah, he was selling action figures there, man. There's actually going to be a show in Rolling Oaks Mall next month in January, which I plan on attending as well.
A show in the mall.
Yeah, it's free.
Is it like Mall of America back in WCW days?
not that big. All right, but they're gonna have a live show there. Should be good. I do want to get into the event a little bit, but
is the first take going to be all about this event, because I wasn't there, so I'm
gonna
be
listening. I want to wait a little bit.
All right,
to we talk about that, maybe to the next, to the second segment or something like that. But let's talk about what's going on right now in the world of sports entertainment, professional wrestling, if you will. And I'm just going to start off with the least favorite here, which is AEW, and
by you and me.
But well, no, I gotta say I do like AEW a little bit more right now. But I got to say right now, I guess the top news in AEW was the arrival of the, what did they call him? The Artist of Violence, I think, is what he's calling himself now. But Mr. Kyle O'Reilly showed up.
What? I saw that on WrestleZone.
Yeah, yeah. I got to be honest, though, Fanboy Dave, wasn't a huge, huge pop. I got to admit, was not a huge pop.
But Kyle O'Reilly's all elite now.
He is. They also announced that as well, that he was technically all elite. Again, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. I will give them credit for this. There was a stare down between Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole in the ring. You got to give him credit for that. That's a continuation of what happened in NXT, because when Adam Cole left, they had just had that brutal match. I think it was at NXT TakeOver. And so to be able to keep that continuity, you know, with the face off and everything else, it's admirable. I'll say that. It's very admirable. they left a lot of people hanging because they all three were standing in the ring and it looked like they were about to do the whole Undisputed Era salute. Like it was like seconds away. But then the Young Bucks showed up and the Young Bucks came into the ring and just kind of had a confused look on their face. And they were looking at Adam Cole. Adam Cole was looking at them. And the visual is what told the story, basically. So there might be a little bit of a dissension, maybe. Don't know yet. We're going to have to wait.
So what, they're going to be like, well, this is technically WWE.
That's what I don't get.
Against, what do you call them, wannabe Shawn Michaels guys? Well, that's what I call them.
The Young Bucks.
Yeah. Because did you say Adam Cole was part of their Super Chicks? I mean, Super Clicks? What did you say?
Yeah. They call themselves the Super Clicks.
Oh, Super Clicks. Yeah. Well, I would rather be a part of Undisputed than the Super Chicks. I mean, Super Clicks.
So the thing is I was wondering that when I was watching it last night. Is Undisputed Era technically WWE property? Can they use that?
No, they can't use that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. So, that is now a new storyline that is definitely going to be interesting. It's going to catch some interest, that's for sure. Of course, another story going on in AEW. A big moment that night was also Sting, who was involved in a six-man tag.
Which is the smartest guy in professional wrestling because he's only been in five matches and not even single matches.
Did you have... Well, you don't watch AEW. Did you happen to see any highlights at least?
No.
We're talking about a 62-year-old man, okay? Jumping off of the top rope.
Oh, I wouldn't want a 62-year-old man jumping off the top rope.
Off, not only was he jumping off of a top rope, but he was also jumping not in the ring, but out of the ring onto the antagonist, if you will, because he basically did a splash on three guys. 62-year-old man.
The stinger splash?
No, because he was coming off top rope.
Oh.
Yeah. But he did it. And, I mean, he looked like he didn't miss a beat. And he wrestled in the ring. I mean, did great, sold great, did some of his spots that he's known for doing. You know the whole thing where he acts like he's out of it and then he falls down. He ends up falling down right in the guy's nuts who's on the ground. He did that. Stinger splash. I mean, it was a great match. It was Sting, Darby Allin, CM Punk versus MJF and FTR. And a great match, a lot of great action in that match. Of course, the winners end up being Sting, Darby Allin, and CM Punk. Overall, it was a great show. To me, those were the two things that really stuck out in the show.
Right.
That were really kind of, I guess you could say, worth mentioning. Man, Sting, and you're right, Sting is smart. He's only wrestling a little bit, which... You can't blame the guy. Like I said, he's 62 years old. But the guy wrestles like he hasn't missed a beat. It's pretty impressive.
Okay. But in tag team, never single matches.
Well, I mean, come on. Do you blame him? I mean.
I bet Kurt Angle could go right now.
Well, is Kurt Angle 62? No, he's not.
We could probably look it up, though.
You probably could, but I guarantee you he's not 62. He's definitely younger than Sting. I mean, I think it's impressive, personally. I do. Sting is an icon. You know, you may not be a fan of AEW, you may not be a fan of WCW, but he is an icon. You cannot take that away
from him. He is an icon. He was WCW.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. So that was good. I know that they recorded Rampage, which will be coming on.
What? Yeah. Y'all don't go live?
Yeah, they record Rampage. It'll be coming on later tonight because... Oh, yeah, of course, we should have started off with this, but Merry Christmas to everybody because today is Christmas Eve, as you are hearing this podcast. Christmas Eve, and I don't know, hopefully...
Is it Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
I think you got your days mixed up.
No, I don't got my days mixed up. The day that everyone is listening to this podcast...
Oh, yes, it is Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve.
I got my days mixed up.
That's right. It is Friday, Christmas Eve.
That's right.
So... You hope you got something special you asked Santa for, Fanboy Dave? Like WWE tickets or something?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Well, like my daughter says, Santa doesn't bring adults presents.
Oh, I see.
I say, well, what do they bring? Well, he's like, adults get stocking stuffers.
I see.
So I guess I'm not getting no presents.
I guess.
I might get some shampoo, maybe some razors or something in my stocking.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, But yeah, but Merry Christmas to everybody. I just want to say that. Rather, I should have started off by saying that. But yes, it is Christmas Eve. And later on tonight, there will be some Christmas Eve action with SmackDown as well as AEW Rampage. Now, before
which is recorded.
Thank you for the reminder, Fanboy Dave. Appreciate it. Before we go on and talk about a little bit about WWE, I do want to say that Rampage tonight, the big match, the big main event will be the TNT champion Sammy Guevara defending his title against Cody Rhodes. And should be one heck of a match. Both great talents. Sammy Guevara is off the chain. He's a great performer. And he's from the great state of Texas. Sorry, I just had dinner a little while ago. So it should be a great match. So make sure you tune in tonight on TNT. Starts at 9 p.m. Central Time. But we also got some action coming up on SmackDown tonight as well that I got to be honest, I'm really looking forward to because Fanboy Dave, something happened last week on SmackDown that I got to be honest, I was a little shocked. I was a little surprised how it went down. What about you? You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Talking about the tribal chief Roman Reigns and the wise man of Paul Heyman.
Yep, and Paul Heyman got canned.
Well, the tribal chief told the wise man to tell him the truth.
He did. He told him the truth.
And I mean, everybody knows that the alpha species of this whole world is Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And yeah. Brock Lesnar ain't afraid of nobody.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Yeah, so for those that didn't see it, spoiler alert, yep.
40 Paul years.
Heyman, Paul Heyman, no longer the wise man, consultant, whatever you want to call him, for
the bloodline.
Tribal chief, Roman Reigns. I mean, that's it. Roman put an exclamation point at the end of that sentence by...
Well, why did he? What did he tell him? Go ahead.
Well, here's what he told him. He basically asked the wise man, he asked Paul Heyman... Why was he protecting Brock Lesnar from the tribal chief?
That's what he told him.
That's what he told him. And that's what he asked. That's what he asked. You're right. And the answer, he didn't like too much, but Paul Heyman said it. And he said he was not protecting Brock Lesnar from the tribal chief. In fact, he was actually protecting the tribal chief from
the beast Brock Lesnar.
And the tribal chief did not like that answer one bit.
He did not.
He did thank the wise man for his 40 years of service to his family, hugged him, told him he loved him, and then Superman punched his ass right to the ground and was about to take him out with a concerto.
He was.
And then that music hit.
That's right.
And Brock Lesnar came to the ring. And what did Brock Lesnar do there, Fanboy Dave?
He does what he always does. He destroys things.
Oh, man. It was a beautiful thing to watch. I got to tell you, it was...
Suplex City.
Yeah, it was unexpected, but what an exclamation point to end SmackDown. Let me ask you a question, Fanboy Dave. What do you think about this... the look that Brock Lesnar has? I'm not really talking about the ponytail and beard thing. Not that. I'm talking about the way he's been going to the ring, you know, overalls and looking like a farmer. I know he's a farmer, but what do you think about that?
I think it's just part of, not that he has a new gimmick, but that Brock Lesnar likes to kill things.
Ah, I didn't look at it that way. Okay. And that's what he wears when he's going to kill things.
Or when he goes hunting.
Right. Yeah. I didn't even look at it that way. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's actually pretty, that's some reading between the lines right there. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
I know my superstars.
Okay.
But I think Brock is having a lot of fun. I really do.
It looks like he is. I got to tell you, I love hearing him on the mic. I really do. I love the conversation he had with Sami Zayn. It was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Entertaining as hell. Mm. I mean, it was great, you know? And
he doesn't get a lot of credit for that.
No, he doesn't. He can talk. Not only can Brock talk, but Brock knows how to do business. He knows how to move along a segment.
Cena said, Brock Lesnar is the best seller in professional wrestling or sports entertainment.
Right.
And he's a part-time guy.
Yeah, exactly. exactly. So we talked about this a little bit the last time we were on. You still stand by your how you think it's going to go as far as the match goes? You still think that Roman Reigns is going to be the one to win, or do you think Brock's actually going to get the belt? What do you think happens?
Roman Reigns wins.
Who's next?
Maybe Drew McIntyre.
I don't know. It's tough for me to this and see. This is the thing right now that's kind of, in my opinion, hurting WWE. There doesn't seem to be anybody on the roster that can step up to Roman Reigns right now because they've built him so strongly and they haven't done the same for the other superstars as far as building them up goes. Drew McIntyre, yes, I could see him standing toe to toe with Drew McIntyre, but is there any real excitement in that?
No, I mean, that happened before.
Yeah.
But, they don't have anybody right now.
No.
Unless they just wait, and then, not to say that they would cross promote, but if Lashley wins the Rumble, would he want to go face the Tribal Chief?
That's a good point. I could see that definitely bringing some buzz. Yeah. I think the Royal Rumble is going to play a key part in what's to come, because right now Roman Reigns is on that mountain by himself. I don't see anyone else stepping up other than Brock Lesnar. You know, and what's the landscape look like for Brock Lesnar come WrestleMania? Then what? You know what I mean? There's a lot of variables here that you could play, because there's a lot of people that still want to see Brock versus Lashley.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that match has been wanted for years.
Yeah, exactly. So, man, everything right now is really up in the air when it comes to the big picture of the.
The only thing I would say, but I mean, that's not going to happen. The only person you could bring back would be Triple H, but since he had that surgery, I think he's just taking care of himself. That would be the only person that would get you to from Rumble to Mania.
Right. Yeah, you're right though, but because of that health issue that he had, I don't see that happening either. I don't know. It's definitely, there's a lot of questions, a lot of speculation going on there as far as the big title picture goes. Now, for the other stuff that's going on in SmackDown, is there anything else going on right now in SmackDown that really captures you like the way Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar does?
I mean, I was very entertained with Bianca Belair against your girl Doudrop. That match was
but that's not SmackDown.
That's Raw. Was Raw. I'm tripping. See, my bad. No, SmackDown. Well, I think they need to take the title off Shinsuke.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's just him and your boy. How do you say his name?
What, Rick Boogs?
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, because I mean, it's now they're just like more of a tag team, and the Intercontinental Championship.
So you mean to tell me you're not really digging Shinsuke Nakamura?
No, I'm digging them, but it's more they're doing more tag matches.
I got you.
So I mean, before Rick was just his hype man, and
right, and now
they're tagging and stuff like that.
Well, so. And to be fair too, there doesn't, and again, my opinion, you can agree or disagree, but there doesn't seem to be that same prestige when it comes to the Intercontinental belt like there used to be.
Right.
That right there too really kind of bugs me a little bit. That Intercontinental Championship has always been the workhorse's belt. And right now it doesn't seem to be. It just kind of seems to be a prop in the hands of Shinsuke, unfortunately. You know. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, now let's talk about that for a second. They talk about taking off the belt of from Shinsuke Nakamura. Who would he lose it to, in your opinion?
I don't know. I mean, probably maybe give it to Sheamus.
Yeah, Sheamus is one hell of a worker. I could definitely see that.
So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe, I think I put Sheamus back on it, because when he was the champ, well, the U.S. champ, I mean, he was doing the challenge and he was fighting and with the whole Humberto back in the day and stuff like that. But I mean, he was out there, you know, doing everything. So, but I mean, I think Sheamus, or give it back to Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn is so underrated, and he is.
I know his contract's coming up.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Well, Kevin Owens stayed. You think he will?
I don't know. But I mean, also what's intriguing for me too is, of course, the opportunity. Woo!
That's still Raw. We're still talking SmackDown.
No. Whoa! Ooh. I'm tripping. Golly, I've got my shows mixed. See, I'm concentrating on Raw because I want to talk about Raw right now.
We'll get to Raw.
My bad. I'm sorry.
We'll get to Raw in just a second. Let's finish on SmackDown here.
Yeah. Sorry. No. Okay. So okay. I'm back on it.
Okay.
Big time Bex. There we go. I'm sorry. Big time Bex. Yes. I think that was interesting how they showed the video of
Big time Bex is Raw.
Oh my God! What the hell, man? Oh man, I'm out of it today right now. I'm sorry, peeps. I am so sorry.
We're still on SmackDown. Okay.
No, Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte is on
SmackDown. I'm right.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, see, you got me. You're missing up, dude.
Sorry. Okay, so Charlotte Flair. Oh yeah, Charlotte Flair, Toni Storm. That's what it is. That's what it is.
See, that's where I was going.
Oh, sorry, you're right. That was my fault.
See,
that was
now, my fault. Now the people don't think I know what I'm talking about.
No, he knows what he's talking about.
I was right.
Fanboy Dave is a WWE fanboy. He knows what he's talking about. Yeah. So let's back it up. Charlotte Flair.
Yes.
Toni Storm.
Yes. I mean, I love the fact how Charlotte's not giving her the time of day. Like I don't even, like, just thinking about you is not even worth my time.
Right.
And, I like Toni Storm. I think you know, she's decent in the ring.
Right.
But I mean, does she deserve a title shot? I don't think so.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, she's still green as grass as far as being on the main roster goes.
But I get why they're doing that, because everybody's tired of Sasha Banks. I don't like you. People have known on this podcast.
Yeah, you don't like
Sasha. I can't stand Sasha Banks. She could be an NXT 2.0 and be a jobber down there. I'd be fine with that.
To be fair though, Sasha's legit, man. She is. I'm not just saying that, no pun intended, basically, but she's paid her dues. She's legit.
She's the fourth one and the fourth horsewoman.
Right, exactly.
To me, I mean, not shotgun, but to
right.
me.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think, in my opinion, I think they should have kept going with the whole Shotzi thing. Give Shotzi a little more.
Yeah, but she's more edgier now. I like her as a heel.
Same. You know, I don't know. I like Toni Storm, I do, but I think it's a little too soon as far as putting her up against Charlotte. But the same could be said about Charlotte that I was saying about Roman Reigns. Who steps up besides Sasha Banks, right?
Right.
Who steps up? And I think that's, unfortunately, that's just the nature of the beast. I think when Bayley comes back, that's really going to shake things up for
sure.
She's
going to be on SmackDown?
She was on SmackDown when she got hurt.
They need her over there.
I agree. So besides Charlotte Flair, anything else going on in SmackDown that really grabs you? I mean, there's the whole, you know, Sonya Deville and Naomi angle.
Yeah,
but
they're just doing that. That's, I mean, that angle's been done before. Like,
right.
It's like the authority
right.
against that. And not to say that Sonya Deville, I mean, you know, can't play the role, but
yeah.
I mean, when you have Stephanie or Vince or Triple H, I mean,
yeah.
no disrespect, but Sonya Deville is not on that level.
No, she's not. She's not. And I agree with you, man. That angle's tired. It's been done too much. You know, another female superstar that needs to come back. And I honestly don't know. I don't know if you've heard anything about her or anything, but I don't think she was on. No, she wasn't on SmackDown. But still, she's not anywhere, hasn't been anywhere, and that's Asuka.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, Asuka.
I mean
the fans were into her, and she is a fan favorite.
Yeah, for sure. If she did come back, she'd be a good one, in my opinion, that I think should go to SmackDown. SmackDown needs help, man. For a while there, SmackDown was getting, you know, was better than Raw, and lately it hasn't been the case. The only thing that's really keeping SmackDown afloat is the storyline with the Tribal Chief.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion, that's really what's
and Pat McAfee dancing to Shinsuke's music.
Oh, dude, Pat McAfee is awesome. I love him as a commentator. He's really good. But now let's go. Well, why don't we take a little break real quick? And when we come back from break, we'll get into Raw, which is what you've been wanting to talk about, because you've got a lot you want to say about Raw. Let's give our listeners a little something to wet the palate a little bit. What do you want to come back and talk about right away?
Well, I was starting off, but Bianca Belair
and Doudrop.
Yes.
That was a very interesting match. I think that's a good place to start. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this word from our sponsor. We're going to talk WWE Monday Night Raw. Be right back. Fellas, I know how it is. Your hair and beard are looking rough, and you need to get it taken care of right away. The problem is, where do you go? Say no more, because I have the perfect place for you. At Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, you'll get that fresh cut and trim by well-trained professionals who know just how to get what you want. A man's cut and a man's trim. Dallas and Jawan will hook you up with your tailored-to-you cut and beard trim, along with the straight razor shave and a relaxing hot towel treatment. These fellas will give you that old-school treatment where you sit back, relax, and unwind while you get back to looking like a gentleman should. When you walk in the door, talk to old Dow and let him know that the Brothers of Discussion sent you, and he'll offer you a complimentary cold one or a shot of whiskey. Stop by 322 West Hopkins Street in San Marcos, Texas, or you can go online and make your appointment today at hanleysbarbershop.com. Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, where good times and good vibes make for a great look. Break, and we are ready to talk some more WWE action, and we are going to start off with talking about Raw. But real quick, one more time, if you didn't hear us earlier, we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. That's right, it is Christmas Eve.
That's right.
I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. Hey, maybe you're listening to us while you're getting that awesome Christmas Eve meal ready, or you know, maybe you're still wrapping gifts and you're listening to us. However you are listening to us, we appreciate you inviting us into your home or your vehicle or wherever you may be listening to us right now. Hey, maybe you're at work and you got us on the headphones. That's awesome, too.
Or they could be at the gym.
Or, yeah, you could be working out at the gym listening to the Brothers of Discussion. And we just want to say again, thank you for bringing us with you. And we hope we're making your day just a little bit better. So, WWE Monday Night Raw. All right. You were talking Bianca Belair and Doudrop, and what a match it was. What a tremendous show of strength by Bianca Belair. Not only that, what awesome athleticism shown by Doudrop. In my opinion, both athletes really brought everything they had, left it all in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great match.
I mean, it had a lot of good spots, and it kept me entertained. And I was like, man, I mean, give it a Doudrop. She knows how to work.
She does. Well, and to be fair,
I mean, minus that she did hurt Natalya that one time, but that was an accident.
Yeah, yeah. But and to be fair, I mean, Doudrop, aka Piper Niven, has been in the scene for years and years. I mean, she's been in the independent scene and working all over the world, so she knows. She knows what to do. She's literally a veteran, you know, just not in the world of WWE. So the girl can work, for sure, for sure. Can sell. She does a good job of selling. I think she does a great job playing the heel that she's been doing.
Oh, she does a really good job.
Yeah, but Bianca Belair, man. Bully Ray says it all the time on Busted Open, where if you're going to have someone in the ring, be an antagonist or whatever the case may be, you need to have somebody to work up to, right? And that's the reason why right now Charlotte Flair is the queen of the mountain, because
she has no peer.
Exactly. She has nobody to work up to. She really doesn't.
I mean, I'm not going to say it. I mean, I'll say that she could be Kenny Omega in a day, but she's getting closer. She might be able to be Tribal Chief, but I'm not saying that just
right,
yet.
Right, right, right. So, and so you got Doudrop now going up against Bianca Belair, and I think in
this... Well, it was the final match, because they said it was right, like the third time. But, oh my God, Bianca is so strong.
Yo, no doubt, bro. No doubt. She definitely worked up. You know, I'm not saying that Doudrop was better. It's just that Doudrop is a whole different type of performer than what Bianca has worked with before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's worked with a lot of talented women, but let's be real. Let's call a spade a spade. You know, Doudrop is a bigger girl. She's not one of those, you know, slender body types. You know, she's a big girl.
Right.
But Bianca, man, like you said, the strength that she had to be able to
lift her up. Yeah. She picked her up for a hot minute.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So it was an awesome match. I was very, very impressed by the match. I was impressed by both of them.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Definitely, definitely. And I would like to see where Doudrop goes from here, but keeping her heel is perfect.
Oh, for sure. She plays a great heel. It's a great storyline. But like you said, yeah, so what happens now? I mean, if this was the final match between her and Bianca Belair, where do we go from here, right? You've got Becky Lynch now going with Liv Morgan. I'm not sure if the belt's going to change. I kind of don't think it is.
Well, like we discussed, if it is, it's from here till Rumble.
Right, exactly.
From day one.
Exactly. I really think that Bianca Belair needs to be back in the title picture. I don't know. It's not that I don't like Liv Morgan. It's just Bianca Belair is a different type of performer, you know.
Well, let's just call it what it is. Bianca Belair is a better athlete.
She is.
Liv Morgan.
She is. And Liv Morgan, unfortunately, seems to be the
internet darling.
Not the internet darling. I was going to say she's kind of that paper, not, I don't want to say paper, not paper champion. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Dang, bro. You're going hard on Liv.
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. She's the
transition,
the formula of what a WWE diva was.
Well, there are no more divas.
I know, but that's my point. Yeah. But that's my point. She's what that was, with the exception of that she's just wrestling in the ring. She's got that look. She's got, you know, the demeanor. It's to me, again, I don't mean no disrespect when I say this.
Get them, listeners.
I really don't. But in my opinion, she's just warming the Alexa Bliss spot.
Oh, dang. Trying to throw haymakers at Liv Morgan.
I mean, come on. She's a blonde. She's short. Alexa Bliss is the same. She just does not have the charisma and it factor that Alexa Bliss has. There, I said it.
Oh, wow. Wow. Mr. AEW guy over here dissing on the women's division.
Am I wrong?
No, she's not like Alexa Bliss, but if you look at from when she came into WWE and where she's at, she's a hell of a lot better.
She's a lot better, but she's still not ready for the big time.
Well, maybe this is where she beats big time Bex.
I'm sorry. When she cut that promo from the aisle, right? To me, she lost all credibility.
Oh, you were just there because you saw the Becky Lynch fan sticking her tongue out.
It wasn't even that, bro. It wasn't even that. It was before that happened. As soon as she was walking down the aisle, she started cutting her promo, which was good, which was fine. But she paid too much attention to what the fans were saying and started to address the fans. You know, it was something very small, very, very simple, but it threw her off. She was in a groove. A fan said something, and she turned and said something like, yeah, that's right, or something like that, and then went back to talk to Becky, but all that fire had gone just like that. If it hadn't have been for Becky bringing it back the way that she did, that segment would have went off the rails. And that's what I mean. She's not ready. Had that been Alexa Bliss, oh, whole different game, man. Whole different story. In fact, I hope Alexa Bliss comes back either during this pay-per-view or sometime soon. And, I mean, Liv right now, yes, she is better than what she was when she came in. But like as I stated before, you need to have somebody to work up to. She's trying. She is. But I don't know. I just don't think. I think she's missing it, in my opinion. She is. Right now, she's the internet darling. Right now, the fans want to see her win. I get it. They like her. They like what she does. I'm not hating on that. I just don't think she's ready. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong if you think I'm wrong.
Well, I'm not going to say you're wrong, but yeah, she's not to the level of Becky Lynch or Alexa Bliss. But I think a lot has to do with it, and I hope I don't get in trouble now, but I think what was her old partner's name?
Ruby
Riott.
Oh, Ruby Riott, yeah.
Ruby Riott and what was the other one? Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah Logan.
Yeah, Sarah Logan. I think that had a lot to do with it. of holding her back.
Right.
Not saying they were holding her back too, but I mean, everybody knew in the Riott squad that Ruby Riott was the best wrestler in that group.
Right, right. And the most charismatic, honestly.
Yeah. You know, if she can get through that and, you know, still master her craft, could she be a main eventer?
Here's what gets me, man.
I don't know.
This is what really gets me, okay? If you go back, you look at the history of Liv Morgan. You look at the history of an Alexa Bliss. This is the part that's sad. I know I'm piling on Liv Morgan.
You
I get
are,
it.
Man.
I get
it. I hope she punches
I get it.
You.
I'm on her but, fan. But gets dude, you. I'm going down this rabbit hole. I'm in this far. I just might as well
just
go all the way.
So
here's the bottom line. Liv Morgan grew up a WWE fan. Everybody's seen that documentary. She grew up watching WWE.
Just like the Hardys?
Right. Exactly. She grew up doing it. She should be better by now. Alexa Bliss did not grow up a wrestling fan.
She was a gymnast.
Exactly. And she's got more charisma in her pinky than Liv Morgan has in her whole entire body right now.
Dang, you really are throwing haymakers.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. I don't buy the Liv Morgan story right now. I just don't.
So basically, you're asking for forgiveness and asking for permission.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. But it is what it is. I get that she's the internet darling right now, but I'm not really excited about this match. I'm not. It's already one of those givens that Becky's going to win, you know?
Big time.
Big time Bex is going to win. Bottom line, she's way, way better than Liv Morgan. You know, I don't know who Liv Morgan is. I don't. You know? Who's she trying to be? You know, who she... I don't know who she is. That's the bottom line. You know?
She's Liv Morgan.
But who is Liv Morgan? It's like with Alexa Bliss. We know who Alexa Bliss is.
5 feet of fury.
Yeah, exactly. Who's Liv Morgan?
Good question.
Exactly. So, I'll stop.
Moving on.
Let's move on.
Moving on. So, you had also Miz and Edge...
Right now, that's getting good. It seems pretty obvious to me that we are about to have a fourth member come into the story. Would you agree?
I told you that.
I know you did.
I told you that.
Yep. It's Beth Phoenix is going to come in probably next week. I mean, this pay-per-view is, what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, it's probably going to be
It has to be next week.
It'll be a tag match.
That's what I think. Do you think the tag match is going to take anything away from the story?
No. There's going to be, you still got it.
Yeah, true.
Because Maryse hasn't wrestled in.
Beth Phoenix is going to kick her ass.
Yeah.
I mean, Beth is a beast.
Yeah, she's good.
You know, so it should be interesting. I don't think this match is going to be as, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't think this match is going to be as loose as the match with John Cena and Brie Bella. Was that who he was with? Brie, or was it the other one?
No, he's with Nikki.
Nikki, there you go. With Nikki Bella.
Brie's with Daniel Bryan.
That's right. No, I'm not going there. anyway, I don't think it's going to be as a loose kind of thing, because there was a comedy element to that match. I don't think that's going to happen with this match. I think this match is going to be more serious, more business. I like the story so far. I love the back and forth between Miz and Edge. They've definitely brought in some good realism. So I'm invested. I'm really looking forward to what's going to happen this coming Monday, because I just want to get a little bit more invested. And I think they'll get me there. I really do. If anybody can do it, Edge. Edge is one hell of a storyteller. Dude, but to be real, I can't hate on Miz. Miz is too. We've seen Miz do it, and Miz is underrated. I can't believe I'm about to say what I'm going to say, but I have no choice but to admit, definitely future Hall of Famer.
Well, yeah, did you see the video package?
I did. Not now. He's not ready to be inducted now, but he's definitely a future Hall of Famer for sure.
I mean, he's been in like 5 or 6 Marines. Come on.
Yeah, he has. He's definitely the full package. You know, he's the total package.
Ooh. Lex Luger's going to get mad. You're taking this.
And what's
moniker.
He going to do? Roll up to me and push me or what?
Man, what is wrong with you, dude? Man, you're trying to be savage.
Sorry.
Dang.
Anyway, it's not much of a torture wreck anymore, is it?
Man.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're gonna go down these stairs and bump your knee. And oh, when next podcast, folks, Rob T's in a wheelchair.
No, not happening. Anyway, so I'm definitely looking forward to that one. Let's talk the championship match that's gonna be happening.
No.
No, you want to go there yet?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Take us.
We got to go for the interesting thing, and I don't know why they're doing it.
All right.
AJ Styles and Omos.
Oh, that was interesting. That was very interesting.
I just thought The Miz was just making things up like he always does, but I mean, maybe they're taking off, not to disrespect Omos because that dude's a monster.
Right.
Maybe they're taking off the training wheels.
Sink or swim time for Omos.
See what he can do.
Yeah.
Singles. Because, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, he's gotten better, but AJ was carrying all the matches.
He was. He was. There's nothing that Omos has done till now that's impressed me. It's just the truth. There isn't.
This is my house. That's what he does.
That's all he says. He either says that or that's what I'm talking about. That's it. Yeah. That's all he says. You know, so.
So I guess they're going to fight at day one, but I mean, it's going to be interesting because AJ's going to have to do a lot of the work.
He is. He is. And plus, he's got to sell the fact that we have to be able to buy that he can hang with someone the size of Omos. So that's going to mean that Omos is going to have to sell a lot of stuff that AJ does. Mm-hmm. Who do you see winning?
Omos. I mean, if you're breaking them up now in the first pay-per-view, you have to put Omos over.
So basically, you got to put Omos over. But I don't see him getting over. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah. I see him going over, but AJ's definitely going to be getting over on this match for sure. All right. Do you want to talk about the championship now, or is there another one? What else is going on?
We got...
what am I missing?
Dolph Ziggler getting a title shot against Damian Priest.
Okay, I guess we can talk about that.
But he beat the crap out of Robert Roode. Golly, he was whooping him.
Damian Priest is impressive. I'll give you that. Damian Priest is impressive.
Well, his new gimmick is a lot better. I mean, yeah, I mean, I like when he's come out and do a thing, but like when he just turns on that switch,
yeah,
I'm just like,
those eyes.
He's the perfect guy to do it.
Those eyes.
Like, just, dang.
Yeah. I don't see Dolph taking the belt. Right now, I think they're using Dolph as...
You're going, look at you, man. You're just bashing. Go ahead, say it.
I think right now they're just using Dolph as glorified enhancement talent, to be honest with you. Mm. He's pretty much a high level jobber.
Wow.
If I'm being honest, dang. He's basically like the Brooklyn Brawler if you put him in a suit.
Whoa, the Brooklyn Brawler. That's what Dolph Ziggler is.
No, I said. If you put him in a suit, there's a difference.
Just a suit.
You know the old saying, right? If you shine up a turd, it's still a turd, you know?
Oh, wow. Man.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Do we even want to talk about RK-Bro? Are you gonna bash on RK-Bro as well?
No, too? I'm loving RK-Bro, actually. RK-Bro is fire right now. It's definitely... I'm looking forward more to that match than I am... Dolph Ziggler.
Oh my God. Dude. Well, let's talk about the championship match because you in some trouble.
Wait. Go. Let's back up a little bit. RK Bro. So, who are they going against?
I mean,
have they even said?
Well, no, because remember what happened when what's his name got hurt? So they had to move the tag match because they won the...
Oh, that's right.
RK Bro. What was it called? The Bro Tournament?
Yeah, so wasn't it one of the Street Profits, right?
Yeah. So they're supposed to fight the Street Profits, but
he's hurt.
Yeah, so right now they're just like...
They kind of have to put it on hold.
Yeah, so they're just like wrestling.
Now, that is a match I would love to see. The Street Profits are a great tag team. Great charisma.
You just want the smoke.
Great charisma. Man, I love... Montez, he's so good.
Well, Montez is a star out of both of them.
No doubt.
And when they do break them up, you have to make Montez the face, for sure.
And Dawkins has to be the heel.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I mean Montez Ford is just beyond talented. You know, his charisma is off the charts.
Yeah.
Very entertaining. I love watching them in the ring. He's good. For sure. So that'll definitely be a match I'm looking forward to seeing. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to happen on the pay-per-view. Unless something changes between now and then, but I don't foresee that happening. But RK Bro right now is hitting on all cylinders. I think it's great. They're entertaining. I love the whole Odd Couple thing with Riddle and with Randy Orton.
Yeah.
I think it works out great.
Well, I think it works out great because sometimes I think Randy doesn't know what Riddle's going to say.
That's the part that's great. And then he has to play off of whatever it is he says.
And he's probably really confused. Like, yeah. That's not what we talked about.
Yeah, exactly. But he's been doing such an awesome job with it. Yeah. I love it. And to be fair, I think it's the same thing too. I don't think Riddle knows what Randy's going to do to respond to him.
Right.
And it's working. It is working really well. It seems like they get more and more entertaining as the weeks go by. Yeah. For sure.
What about your queen, Selena? Are you still happy with that? Oh, you're over it.
I'm over it.
They're women tag team champions, her and Carmella.
Mm, yeah. Carmella just...
The most beautiful woman in WWE, all of WWE?
No.
I think Corey Graves would agree with that.
Well, Corey Graves is with her, so of course he's going to say that. But with Corey Graves' history, that'll probably be old news in a couple of weeks, too.
Now, y'all,
what is wrong with me today?
Wow. I mean, AEW probably tried to pick Corey Graves up. Man. Straight bashing. Who do you think you are, fanboy Dave? Man.
You're rubbing off on me, man. Insane. What the heck, dude? I don't know what's... I have no idea.
And it's all women stuff. You sexist bastard. That's... I'm sorry I said bastard, but God, dog.
No.
Rob T, sexist bastard. Let's get that trending.
No. I think... Rhea Ripley needs to get back on her own.
Yeah, I think they're about to break them up.
I think Nikki ASH, they need to get that gimmick off of her already.
I think they're in a future endeavor, to be honest with you. I'm not. I really do.
I hate to agree with you, but I think you're right.
I think that it's ran its course.
She's someone that needs to go to. She needs to go to AEW. She does. She's got the talent.
She could go to NWA.
She could, but her star power in AEW would be phenomenal right now. It really would.
But if she went to NWA, she could work with Mickey James and she could help her.
That is true.
But we're not saying, I mean, I think it's going to happen. It may not happen, but...
True. But if it does, that's just kind of our opinions, I guess you could say. But yeah, they definitely need to bring Rhea Ripley back up. They need to build her back up again so that she can be in the title picture.
She needs to be a bad guy.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
She's not good as a face.
No, she's not. Terrible. She's not. I think what I would like to see, I think it would be an interesting matching, would be the heel Rhea Ripley going against Big Time Bex.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah. Still leaving that edge on Big Time Bex, but bringing her back to that face. Because let's be real, man. She's not a heel. The crowd loves her too much.
Yeah.
You know, so just kind of playing off that and making her the fan favorite again.
Like Stone Cold. I mean, you want to make him the heel, but everybody cheered him.
Exactly. I think that would be a good one. I think that's one that could play off until WrestleMania, personally. You know, Rhea Ripley's definitely got the ability to do it for sure. Heck, put Bianca Belair in the mix. Oh, man. That'd be fire, in my opinion. You know, all three of them, they're all great. I think that would be a good one to watch, for sure. But yes, let's talk title picture now. We've got Seth Rollins, right?
And the Liberator.
And Kevin Owens, who seemed to team up all of a sudden.
Yes, but the Liberator.
You got both of them. Yeah, you got both of them together.
I'm waiting for the laugh.
Oh, sorry. Yes, you got Seth Rollins. And Kevin Owens, of course. And then you've got Lashley.
No, the Almighty.
The Almighty Bobby Lashley. And then, of course, you've got the champion.
Big E.
And I think it's interesting because it looks like they're kind of moving Bobby Lashley little by little, kind of putting him more on the face side, it seems.
Yeah, I saw that. But I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the match, but Seth and KO worked pretty good as a tag team.
They did. I got to be honest, I'm loving the outfits that Seth has.
But even the back and forth banter where they were like, when they were talking like, well, that was my idea. No, it was in them. Yeah. It was just funny.
And then when he's like, I got to go. He's like, don't leave.
Yeah. He's like, that's a shirt or whatever. I forgot what he said, but he said, that's a shirt.
Yeah, that's true. Kevin Owens is always gold on the mic, though. Yeah. He really is. And the stuff that he ad-libs is always so funny. Mm-hmm. And so hilarious.
Did you see After the show, I guess. I think it was that. But he took someone's ball cap and he put it on and he went in the ring. And he
I was like,
Kevin Owen.
Yeah, I also saw, it's funny you say that because I actually saw footage. I think it's old. I know it's old footage. Still hilarious, though, of him at a house show holding Roman Reigns in a chin lock on the ground, yelling at a fan about how he made more money than that fan, and just going to the, this year I made blah, blah, blah on residuals alone. And you just see Roman Reigns covering his face because he's laughing and he doesn't want people to see him laughing. Oh, it was golden. It was golden.
No, but I think, I mean, even after day one, I mean, you got to do something with Owens. Maybe you give him the United States Championship or something.
I could see that happening.
Or, I mean, I think that would be a good feud, him and Damian Priest.
Oh, that'd be golden. Oh, I think that would be such gold.
But it all depends. I mean, it depends on how long they keep him in the title picture, because if you are turning Bobby Lashley face.
Yeah, you got to have that heel that plays off of him. And Kevin Owens is one hell of a heel. I'll give you that one for sure. And so, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so who gets the belt?
I think Big E, but I think, and I don't want to say that, but I think his time's coming up soon.
Yeah.
To take the title off him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. You know, Big E's good as a singles competitor, but like you said about Liv, I don't want to bring all that up because he'd be starting back. Like, I think Big E, he's good. And in the future, I think he could be a mega superstar in the main event. But, I mean, him being champion, it's okay.
It is. It's a feel-good story.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. But he can't hold on to it. I mean, I don't see him. There's nowhere else for him to go.
Right.
Yeah. Unless he were to go heel.
Yeah, but you can't go.
But heel. He's not going to.
I mean, the only way he turned him heel is that you would have to, switch it up, turn Seth Rollins' face, and then Bobby Lashley face, but I mean, you can't have him go heel and have Seth Rollins and KO.
Make him go heel against the New Day. Oh, print the money.
Oh yeah,
just print it. I mean, you go that.
Well, you would have to move him to SmackDown.
True. That's the only thing. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think you're right. I think Big E keeps the title after this pay per view, but come Royal Rumble, I think he may lose it. If not Royal Rumble, definitely WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He will lose it at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Against who? We have yet to see. But I like what you said about Kevin Owens. I know they're going to do something with Kevin Owens because he just, you know, re-signed. So they're going to do something with him. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, but at any rate, all right, I'm done with the people bashing. I don't know what's gotten into me. Maybe it was the hot wings I had. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, I want to get you that third segment because it's going to be mostly you talking about your event you went to.
Yes.
To go see professional wrestling for your cousin. I mean, our cousin.
Our cousin. Yes.
Olympus.
It wasn't for him. He's been inviting me for the longest time, and you know what? I finally said I want to go see a show, so I went and saw it. I'm glad I did.
Wait, we'll talk about that.
I'll get more into it.
But I do want to say something real quick
before we
go. So I got some news today on WrestleZone. There is a new limited edition Shawn Michaels HBK bobblehead.
Really?
Oh, I want it.
How much?
I want it bad.
How much?
Like $50.
What is it?
It's a bobblehead of Shawn Michaels.
From where? Like Shawn Michaels when? Like
but it's older. But it's red and white. Like when he was the Intercontinental Champion.
Okay.
And it has like the little pirate thing. It's made by Funko. Yeah. See, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who makes the bobbleheads.
Oh yeah, but yeah, he has the little pirate on the back with his glasses on, and he's doing the pose.
Okay.
I was like, oh yeah,
that sounds cool. I actually have a limited edition Sting Funko Pop.
No, they probably it's probably not limited edition. They probably still a lot of them available. Still,
actually, no, this one is worth $200.
Oh, nice.
It's because it's a Sting Wolfpack.
Oh, you didn't say Sting Wolfpack.
It's a Sting.
I thought you were talking about like Sting when he was the rainbow coloring.
No, Sting Wolfpack.
Oh yeah, I can see that one $200.
Yeah.
It might be missing after tonight, but I don't know who took it.
I'll show it to you afterwards. But anyway, when we come back, I'm going to talk AWP. That's right. Atlas Wrestling Promotion out of Uvalde, Texas. I went to see their Super Saturday show, and I'm about to give you all of the lowdown information, everything that I got for you right after this break. So keep it
going. On 10 years in the community, Metroflex Gym has been the place for back to basics, no fluff training.
At Metroflex, you'll have the resources available to you to reach your fitness goals, whatever they may be. Owners Daniel Haggerty and David Wheat are available and ready to help guide you in the proper direction to get the best results for your health. Want to lose weight, increase stamina, or gain mass? Daniel Haggerty is a licensed trainer with over 25 years experience in nutrition and training and how to get the most out of your workouts. Come by today for a visit at 2101 Clovis Barker Road, San Marcos, Texas, or call to make an appointment for a tour at 512-878-8575. Homegrown in the community and veteran owned, Metroflex Gym is the hardcore training place for a hardcore workout. Call today.
I'm back.
And I've calmed down a little bit, so I'm good. No more bashing.
All right. Well, so, no more bashing because you're talking about your experience to Olympus.
Yes. And I'm going to say it right now here on the air that you need to come to one. You really do.
No.
You really need to come to one because it was a tremendous experience.
Wait. Let me check my calendar. I am booked already till 2023.
So. Really? This took place in Uvalde, Texas this past Saturday. It was on the 18th of December, and the show was called Super Saturday. It was a combination of two wrestling promotions, one that was based out of Odessa, I believe. They call themselves... what was it?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I know you weren't there. Now I'm forgetting it. I had it earlier. But anyway, it was like Rock Records or I can't remember. But it's like a combination like record label or something and wrestling company. But good show. It started at 5. But the one that was like the big one was for AWP, which is Atlas Wrestling Promotion. And they're based out of Uvalde, Texas. Their show was called Olympus, and they broke an attendance record.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to say it was like something like over 150 people.
Well, that's good.
Which is good for an indie promotion, especially in a small town like Uvalde. And it was an awesome, awesome event. Great performers. I got to put this out there. I've seen a few indie shows, and every now and then you get... a handful of good matches, right? Like you'll have some matches of some people in there. And this is not to throw shade at anybody, but a lot of times in these indie promotions, you got guys that are starting out, they're amateurs and whatnot. And, you know, it kind of shows, right? And
so you're saying they're green and you can see it.
Exactly. Exactly. Now definitely these guys are green in the world of sports entertainment because they are in the indies, right? But these guys put on one hell of a show. It was, I'll be honest, a lot of the matches that I saw, you could have put them on an AEW program. They were really good. I mean, a lot of great selling, a lot of great spots that made sense, okay? They did great storytelling in the ring. There was no high spots for sake of high spots, right?
Wait a minute. Great storytelling, but
right.
You haven't been following it, so how did you follow so quickly?
Think about it. You go back to the old school, right? You could watch a wrestling match, not have any idea what was going on, and you could tell the story already just by what was going on in the ring.
You could tell that?
Yeah, definitely. In the matches that I saw, I could automatically tell who was the heel and who was the face, right? Which is always, that's step one right there, right? And you can tell which ones kind of had that real animosity towards each other and which ones were just like, oh, this dude's a jerk and, you know, I just want to beat him up. But overall, still really good storytelling. The match that stuck out to me. Well, first, before I get to that, let me talk a little bit about some of the talent that was there that night. You had a guy by the name of Max Heights, great performer, high flyer, hit his spots. It was awesome stuff. Chris Austin, who was from Austin, Texas, was there.
Oh, I see what he did there.
another great talent, right? Another high flyer. He was also very technically sound as well. Oh, man, probably my favorite tag team of the night, they were called PYT.
What does that stand for?
Pretty Young Things.
Pretty Young Things?
Things. They were two African-American dudes, and they were entertaining, man. Really entertaining. The bigger of the two, I mean, they came out to Michael Jackson's song, Pretty Young Thing, PYT.
Yes, I know Bob Jackson.
Yeah, and they were dancing. They were entertaining, man. It was really, really good show. I had a great time. I was able to jaw jack with wrestlers. I was able to talk trash. I was able to, you know, really just have a good time with it. I was able to make the crowd laugh with some of my jokes that I said during the show.
You were that loud during the show?
Yeah, because let's be honest, you got about 150 people. They held this event in the Uvalde Fairplex. Now, for those of y'all that don't know Uvalde Fairplex, there's a lot of rodeos that happen there. So the ring was where the rodeo would be, right? So the floor was dirt, okay? And I was seated right front row, right there where the dirt
front
is.
Front of the dirt.
Exactly. So you got about 150 people, and it's not like you see on TV in the arenas and stuff, because you're talking thousands of people there. So to be honest, there was a lot of times that when you're watching the match, you're just enthralled to the match. It's quiet.
Did you start to slow clap?
I did. And people got into it. I started cheering for wrestlers. People cheered with me. There was other people talking trash. It was talking trash to the referees. The thing I liked about it, though, is that the performers were quick to retort back. Right. Which was great.
Since it wasn't 100,000 strong or 78,000, they heard you.
Yes, they did, and it was hilarious. I was told after the show that some of the comments that I was making had the wrestlers in the back cracking up because they could hear me that far back.
Hey, you were loud.
Well, I do have a loud voice. You know that already. They were. So what was it? I can't even remember what it was I said that had them rolling. So the last match, that was my favorite match. It was called the Three Levels of Hell match. Okay.
Three
levels of hell. Now, of course, in my opinion, the first level wasn't really a level of hell because it was a regular match. There was all the rules. You have to follow all the rules and stuff like that. The second level, it was a 2 out of 3 falls match. The second level was a tables match. If you made it to the third level, then it was basically a street fight. Okay. So they went all over the place. So anyway, the second fall was interesting because, it was a tables match. So I'm sitting front row, and I'm sitting right next to our wonderful cousin, Rudy, who was right next to me.
Oh, Rudy.
Yeah. And one of the guys pulls out the table from under the ring. As soon as he pulls the table out, I get a good look at the table. I saw that sucker. Turned to our cousin. I said, that thing ain't breaking.
What did he say? Chingale, Robert? Chingale?
No, what he didn't say that.
He always says that.
He didn't say that. I said, that thing ain't breaking. And if it does break, someone's going to have to do it the hard way, because that sucker was thick. Both of the performers were not big guys. They were more of the Seth Rollins build. Okay. And sure enough, I was right. That table did not break. The first move to get it to break was a move off the top rope. Powerbomb, sunset flip, basically. Powerbomb into the table. The guy's back hit it, and his lower body just kind of folded under it, and everybody got quiet. We thought we just witnessed a horrific accident.
So table one.
Yes.
Wrestler zero.
Exactly.
Fire the prop guy.
The second spot was up against the turnbuckle. They had it leaning, and they both went through it and bounced off.
Oh, man, that's some thick wood.
Table two.
That's what she said.
Table two. Wrestler zero.
Ooh.
Final spot. Set up the table in the ring. Set up the bad guy on the table. Good guy. Top rope. Splash. Boom. They both bounce off. Table does not break.
Wow. Yeah, someone needs to get fired.
So it was at that point, things got quiet, and I yelled out, and winner and new champion, the table.
You did not.
I did.
I wish wrestler would have kicked your butt.
I did. The ref looked over at me like, what the hell, dude? Oh, my God. Yes, I said that. I did. They went ahead and gave the match to King Cobra Exotic. He won that fall because technically he put Eric Shadows through, well, not through the table, but tried to 3 or 4 times, and they just went ahead and said he won it. So
That's a weird way to end the match.
Yeah. So the final fall, right? Now, let me tell you about the interesting thing that happened during the final fall. It was a street fight, all-out street fight. They did this. They tried to do this spot with a truck. A little underwhelming, but it was still good. You know, it's something different. I love the thinking out of the box. I do. Basically, what it was is they had got on. There was a truck there with a trailer on it, and one guy, the Eric Shadows,
like a regular truck, or like
yeah, regular truck.
Oh, regular truck.
Eric Shadows was like in the back trailer, and I guess he was hiding or something. And
oh, he was in the shadows.
He was in the shadows. Yeah, and then King Cobra Exotic ended up driving the truck a little ways. Well, by that point, Eric Shadows was on top of the truck. He basically jumps off of the top of the truck onto King Cobra Exotic. So that was the truck spot. It was cool, you know, seeing it live. It was dope, right? But maybe 6 out of 10, you know, just being honest. But for me, what really did it, right away, I'm in the front row, remember that. And I'm seeing this interaction between Eric Shadows, who's the heel, with a fan in the front row who's got a picture, an autographed picture of King Cobra Exotic, who's the top face of the company. As soon as I saw that, I thought, he's a plant, right? They're going to do a spot with the fan, right? Sure enough, he rips the picture. The fan, quote unquote, goes after him like, no, don't rip my picture. And Eric Shadows nails him and he falls to the ground. But what happened next had me, because out of nowhere, another guy came out of the crowd and punched him. And next thing I know, they're right in front of me. They're nailing each other hard. And now I'm like, is this a work? I'm not able to tell. Like, for a split second, I wasn't sure. Not to mention, when I turned around, I see some Uvalde police officers coming up, and they have their hands on their guns. And it looked real. It looked real. It was something else. So I think it was work, you know, but it was great. It was a great, entertaining match. The end of the match didn't go the way the good guy wanted it to go, but everything that you would want in a good professional wrestling match, it happened. It was good. They put in a lot of hard work in this whole event. I got to give them credit. They had a great little entryway with lights and everything. They had a their own little quote unquote Tron, right, where they showed the little videos and stuff. Yep. They had music when wrestlers came out. I mean, all good stuff. You know, for a little indie promotion, I got to give them props. They
ordered one hell of a table.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they might want to do a better job with that. So, anyway, great show all around. They got another one coming up in February 19th. I am going to go to that one as well. I'm excited about it. I think this promotion has some legs to it, man. I think they will be around for a little bit. Of course, an indie promotion, right? You know, I'm not saying they're gonna be taking over the world or anything, but they're definitely gonna make a mark, I believe. They've only been around for a year, and they won independent promotion of the year for the state
of
Texas.
Watch out, AEW, CW, WWE Light, they're coming for you.
Some of the wrestlers that they've showcased in AWP have been on AEW. So that's a good thing too.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Were there any hot ladies in the audience?
Yeah, there was a few. There was a few that I saw.
Did you get a number for me?
No, because they were all in the stands. For some reason, I guess the hot ladies in Uvalde can't afford the floor seats.
Oh, then they're, yeah, I don't want that. No way. No way.
So as I stated earlier, I did win some awesome prizes at that show.
Did they got a website? I got to see the women wrestlers.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to check out the women wrestlers.
They don't have a big women's roster, from what I understand. And they're still growing and whatnot. But a great show. Now, here's the big announcement.
You're gonna give your memorabilia away.
No. Hell no.
You have a big announcement?
I have a big announcement.
That I don't know about?
No, you're going to find out right now, too. Oh, wow. So, I was such a fan of what I saw that
you're a fanboy.
I wouldn't go that far.
You ain't no fanboy. There's only one on this show.
I was a fan of it, and I am now a fan of AWP. So moving forward, I would like for Brothers of Discussion to really back up AWP. I think they're a great promotion. I think they've got a lot of potential, and I definitely want us to be a part of whatever they got coming up. Now, when I say that, what I mean by that is we'll interview their wrestlers. You know, we'll promote their shows and whatnot. Not that we wouldn't do that for anybody else, but as of right now, this is a promotion I've really connected with. Thank you to our cousin who introduced us to
it. How much am I getting paid for this?
I'll give you a couple tacos, maybe a promotion or something. I don't know. Get you some merchandise, maybe something like that.
Hey, we'll talk.
Okay, we'll talk. But anyway, I think this will be the beginning of a nice little partnership. I'll be talking more with them in the weeks to come. But
I see what you're trying to do.
But to get things started, next month, new year, 2022, baby.
2022.
That's right. We are going to start things off right. And on this show, we are going to have the face of AWP on the show.
Do I got to be here?
You have to be here.
Well, I'm WWE, yeah, baby.
You have to be here. That you signed a contract in blood because we're brothers.
Man,
you have to be here.
Oh, I ain't going to hear nothing coming out of my mic.
So
I'm just going to be sitting here.
We're going to have King Cobra Exotic here.
He's coming?
He's coming.
I do not know who this guy is.
Now, King Cobra Exotic, don't sleep on him, man. He was trained by Seth Rollins.
Okay. Maybe I could talk to him about Seth.
Yeah. He trained with Seth Rollins.
I'll just talk to him about Seth.
A couple of others I don't know off the top of my head because Seth Rollins was the first one that I saw and it resonated with me.
Did you do the laugh?
No, but I'm going to do it for him when he comes. Do you laugh like this? Anyway, so we're going to have him on the show, man. It's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to talking to him. I'm looking forward to talking about how he got into the business, some of his aspirations, what his goals are, and also talking about this match he's going to have.
I'm sure I know what his goals are.
You think so?
Yeah, make it to the WWE.
Do you think that's the goal?
That's the goal.
We'll find out.
If you're a professional wrestler or a superstar, your goal is make it to WWE.
I hear you, but what if it's different? What if he wants to get to AEW?
Well, then he needs to sit down and really think about it because you want to go to the WWE, the Mecca.
We'll definitely talk to him about that.
I mean, I'm not trying to get religious or anything, but he's like, oh, you know, I want to go to heaven, but I'm okay with going to hell. Nah, you want to go to WWE, bro.
Wow, what a comparison.
You
want
to go to WWE, not to AEW.
That is one hell of a comparison. Anyway, we are going to have King Cobra Exotic on this show next month here on Brothers of Discussion, and I'm excited about it. He's a great kid. I've had the pleasure of talking to him several times, and he's looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to what's to come in the future. I'm planning on going to a lot of shows and seeing what they can do. It's going to be good.
You know, it'd be funny.
What's that?
If he comes with some snake shoes.
Some King, snake shoes.
This is King Cobra Kai. I'm not King Cobra Kai. That's Dragon Ball Z. My bad. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh my God.
My fault.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you disrespect this guy and he kicks your ass on the air, I'm not getting in his way.
My bad. I told you. I watch Dragon Ball Z. I Cobra Kai or whatever.
Cobra Kai is not even Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, wait, well, see, look, I'm rambling here, getting all excited about Cobra Kai coming out December 31st.
His name is King Cobra Exotic.
Got it. I don't think I got it.
King Cobra Exotic.
Cobra Kai.
Anyway, yeah. We'll talk more about that when he's on the show. It's going to be good. Listen, thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, Fanboy Dave, thank you so much.
I think my mic's going to be muted the next one.
Always a pleasure. You definitely make things interesting. Although I got to say today, I think we switched roles. I don't know what the hell happened.
I don't know. I think you took the cake today.
I don't know, man. It was crazy. Anyway,
sorry, guys.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning into the show. Make sure you, if you have any kind of ideas or any questions, you can always reach us on our email. That's brosofdiscussion@gmail.com. That's brosofdiscussion@gmail.com.
Or if you have questions for APW, is that what you said there?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can also do that. Maybe you have a question for King Cobra Exotic. Please let us know. Shoot us an email. You can also contact us on all our social medias. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just search for Brothers of Discussion, a Pro Wrestling Podcast. You will find us, I promise you. But until next time, we want to say thank you. Merry Christmas to you all. And if we don't...
Happy New Year.
Yeah, if we don't hear from you or do another show between now and then, Happy New Year. And we're looking forward to 2022 and what we're going to do just for you. Hey, hey, baby. Yay.
What the hell was that?
That was my Dusty Rhodes impression coming out just a little bit, baby.
Oh,
anyway,
that sounds better like that.
Thank you. Thank you. So anyway, I'm going on a tangent, so I'm just going to go ahead and end it here. So thank you guys so much. I am Rob T.
And I am Fanboy Dave.
And you've been listening to The Brothers of Discussion.